live from the Pride 48 studios. It's Sunday, July 23rd, and we're here for the State of the Station. I am Adam, and tonight I'm joined by a very special co-host, Taylor, the latte boy.
This is State of the Station?
This is State of the Station.
I thought this was a Joe Patance co-host support group.
Well, we could do that as well. I mean, you know, we could... there are so many other people we could bring in, right? I mean, we'll
be the founding fathers. You're the one of the founding fathers of Pride 48. We'll be the founding fathers of Batance Anonymous.
and now Batance is in the chat room. So joined by Taylor, Daniel has to send his apologies to everyone. I told him you need to personally write a letter via like one of those calligraphy pens. Mm-hmm. Send it to each person who listens tonight, although it'll be short. I mean, it'll be a short list of people. Right. And because, you know, I tried to be organized, and you were a suit at one point. You're now suit emeritus.
Right.
And I sent Daniel, we don't really have suits meetings anymore because the way Daniel and I communicate is mostly when we record mix minus,
mm-hmm.
but also text message. And so I was just like, you know what? I'm going to do, well, first of all, it took us forever. I think you were even saying on Pod is My Co-Pilot at one point, you kept waiting for an email about like, when is the event going to be?
Yeah.
And
yeah,
and because we took a really long time. I took a really long time because I kept procrastinating, and I'm doing a lot of traveling in the summer. So I was like, well, we need to do it in the fall anyway. So that gives me a little bit of time. So we picked dates. So by the way, I don't think I said this. I'm doing a horrible hosting job. This is we're talking about everyone, the live streaming event. For 2023.
Yes.
This will be the final regular. We are at year 15. So we've been doing this for 15 years.
Which is amazing.
Yeah, it's been a fun ride. It's been a long ride. we had some questions about, and I'll go back to what I was saying before, but I need to like tee us up. So this is going to be our last. I'm saying regularly scheduled because look, if somebody's like, oh, we'd like to do a Saturday where a bunch of people stream or, you know, mm-hmm. I'm not saying that would never happen again, but this is just our last, you know, fully fledged, marketed, you know, 48 hour event of this type. And so,
okay.
So anyway, but I was emailing or I was texting Daniel and I was like, I was trying to organize and I said, okay, here are the things I want to do. Here are the dates of the State of the Station. Are you cool with all this? Are you cool with those dates and everything? And he says, yes, thumbs up. Sounds great. Do it. So I sent out all the emails, you know, updated the website, did all that stuff, talked to Veritable Virgo because he's our social media person. Who, by mm-hmm. the way, has done a great job again. We've already had loads of messages going out about the State of the Station and the registration, all that.
Great.
So Daniel comes back and says, yep, great. We recorded Mix Minus Friday night. He goes, oh my gosh. My sister has invited us to dinner on Sunday for my birthday. And I'm like, okay, he's like, but maybe I can get out of it. And then I'm like, okay, well, just let me know. And then he texts me yesterday and says, well, I feel really bad because she's been trying to do this like for the whole summer, basically. And I've already canceled on her twice. And if I did, this would be the third time. And she just sent me like reservation details. So not only that, she's already sent me reservation details and he's like, can you please find someone? So Daniel's not gone. He's coming back. He's just not here today. I don't know what he's having, but I appreciate you for filling in on short notice.
Oh no, it's no problem at all. I just had nothing other than the date. So when you sent me the message, I was like, I was with Babalu and I'm like, he knows I'm not a suit anymore, right? You know, where I'm like, I'm not privy to all the details, but well, I'm here to just kind of, I'm here to be the sounding board. At work, I am known to be the devil's advocate as far as where I'm the one that says, well, now what about this or what about that? So as you say things, then maybe I will be able to ask you questions that you may or may not be prepared for.
Yeah, I would appreciate that because there probably will be questions that I don't think of. So yeah, so that's what we're doing. This is our first State of the Station. We will have, I believe, 4. I will pull up stuff and have dates to give people. But so let's start with dates, actually. The date of the event, for anyone who doesn't know, but anyone who's listening to the State of the Station, I feel like you've at least gotten an email or something like that. But the dates are Friday, September 15th through Sunday, September 17th. And, you know, for one, I mean, it is fall, so we'll see, you know, we'll see how that goes with people. But, and I know, just speaking about this, because some people have asked, well, why are you guys not doing it in the summer? You know, why are we not doing it Pride Month? And we found in the past that a lot of people are attending Pride events during right. Pride Month. And so it makes it hard for everyone to do, you know, to do the shows because they're out doing. And some of our podcasts in the past, I don't know if any of them are doing it now, but some of them in the past would even set up booths. You remember Cocktails and Cream Puffs used to set up booths at.
I remember the stories about, and they had a float too, if memory serves, that they did a float at least one of the years.
Yeah, well, I believe that was just Donna Sugars, like, you know, walking the parade route. So that was one reason. But the other is, you know, I'm traveling during the summer and it's just hard for us to get that. So it is September. I'm hoping, though, that we'll get more people or more shows, you know, that want to get in. So anyway, that is the date. Registration is now open. When I sent out the first email, I went ahead and opened registration at that point. Usually we'll start in advance, but I went ahead and opened the registration for it. So you can go over to pride48.com and register now.
Yeah.
So I'm looking for the dates for the State of the Station because I didn't list them down, but I wanted to give the dates.
I don't know where. I know I had them someplace and I can't seem to find them either. I don't remember if it was in an email or where it was that you sent that information.
Well,
thank God I'm not a suit anymore. Or I'd be in trouble right now because I would be ill prepared.
Of course, MailChimp wants to verify because I was like, oh, I'll just log into MailChimp and find the dates because I'm sure I put it in that email. And MailChimp's like, oh, I would like to verify who you are. Mm-hmm. Let me see. You know, I've got them because I text messaged them to Daniel. One moment, ladies and gentlemen.
Do 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 do
do do do do. Yep, got it. So today, So any of you guys listening, July 23rd is our first State of the Station.
And that's happening right now.
Right now.
Right now.
So get over here. The second one that we're doing is August 6th. The third one is August 27th. And the final, would it be penultimate? The final State of the Station before the event is September 10th.
Third one would be the penultimate.
Oh, yeah.
And then the last one would be the last State of the Station.
Yeah. So, you're right. Words. So anyway, so we're doing 4. We'll keep them short. We're going to keep today's short as well, but we'll keep them short. They're all Sunday evenings at 6 p.m. Eastern. So, put them on your calendar. Mm-hmm. And just to give information like we always do about the event and to answer any questions that anyone might have. So,
okay.
Yeah, that's it. So then, and like I said, registration is open. What I want to do now is talk about, well, first of all, I want to say, I really want, and Taylor, I hope you guys promote this on your show as well, because
we we did last week, and we did, we taped an episode to this morning, and we talked about it this morning as well. So,
one thing we'll be doing, because I would love to get everyone who's still doing a podcast that has participated in a Pride 48 event. Of course, we want new shows if there are new shows that want to do it. But I would love to get all the old timers, all the folks who've done it before. Even if you're not doing, like, I know Wendy, you know, although she never really started this podcast. But I know Wendy, every year for the live streaming event, she would do, what's the name of that? What's the name?
The Mad Dingo.
She would do that. So, you know, even someone who doesn't do a regularly scheduled podcast. I mean, hell, Gary could do a, you know, greetings from, where does Gary live?
Portland.
Portland. He could do a greetings from Portland. So we want to get, Tucumbini could come back.
We joked a little bit about QCast this morning. Maybe we could get QCast back. So
I would love, you know, so anyway, all of them. So if you know a podcast, I know we say this every year, but we want, Go out. If you have a podcast that you listen to, especially one that's participated before, let them know this is happening. Maybe we don't have their email address, et cetera. I'm going to email podcasts who've participated previous, you know, and say, hey, you're invited to come back, because we want all of them to come back, or as many of them as possible, because we want to make this, you know, year 15, the final regularly scheduled one. We want to make it as big and good as possible.
As big and amazing and memorable as it could possibly be.
Yeah. So far we have, Taylor, this is new information for you.
Oh.
I'm going to go over who we have registered, because actually we've gotten quite a few registries in the first week that it's been open.
Nice.
So,
okay.
So we're looking good so far. If we stay on the same trajectory, we will be golden.
Okay.
But so geeky, I'm going to do a geeky gay. I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I'm going to do it with a co-host, because I'm not going to do geeky gay by myself, but, for a live show, we have an older gay guy show.
Okay.
Foul Monkeys.
Yep. Oh, they're still around?
I believe so. Is Ricky on his, like, 100th co-host by now, or, like?
I honestly don't know. I know that they hit 1,000 shows, didn't they? They're definitely in 1,000 shows.
I feel like they must have, yeah. 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 So they've registered. He registered twice. I don't know why he registered twice. It may be...
Well, you have met Ricky.
It's true. So who knows? Then we have Shady Small Town Tea.
Okay.
We also have some show called Pod Is My Co-Pilot.
Oh God, really? They're coming back?
Yeah, no. It looks like they're coming back. And not only that, but it looks like they're going to do, Oh My God, They're Still Talking.
Yep.
Which is, I haven't talked to you about that, but obviously we want you guys to do that again. Everyone loves it. So, I mean, we'll squeeze you in. It, you know, if we have 48 shows, maybe not, but I mean, how are we really?
And that's why I said, hopefully you can call me and say, we don't have room for you. And I will be completely fine with that, because it fucks up my whole weekend to go and staying up all night. So, but it will be whatever you need for this, for this last regular one.
But I think people love that and the Donna Sugar's reading, like, smutty stories more than they love the rest of the event. They're like, okay,
no, we're looking at, that's just a fun little thing that we got doing. And we, you know, we did, I feel like we didn't do it the last year for some reason, but, we're looking forward to doing the overnight show if you need us to.
You could do a crossover with Donna Sugar's and have her read smutty stories to Taffy.
That actually is a really great idea.
And
that,
get, like, that feedback.
If I text Taffy that right now, she will say, make it happen. Do whatever you have to do to make it happen. But yeah, that's a possibility.
So we have that. Tastes Like Burning, which is always a
okay.
favorite.
Okay.
The Little Fatty Cast. And
okay.
Yep. And then we also have, I just want to mention this. Fatty is going, I want... So I'm telling everyone, you need to be bugging Big Fatty about doing his show, as the opening show. He wasn't able to make it last year, and I want everyone to, you know, call, write, whatever you want to do, you know, call into his show and say you want to hear Big Fatty online as the first show. Because, I mean, that's how it's been every year other than
last
year.
It's a tradition.
It's a tradition.
Yeah.
And I want to do that. So he hasn't registered yet. We'll see. Although he is in the Little Fatty Cast. But, I mean, I would like Big Fatty online as the opening show.
No, you need to start with the crickets. That's a tradition for not only the streaming events, but the live events as well, as it starts with the crickets and everybody laughs.
Yep. So everyone write in, call him, whatever, tell him he needs to register. I'm going to do it as well. I'm going to call his show. But then we have Matt Burlingame always registers three shows and one. So we have the block of Chubb's Gone Wild. I never know. Is it Swanner or Swainer?
Swanner.
Swanner.
I believe it's Swanner and Judd.
It's Swanner and Judd movie reviews.
Mm-hmm.
And the Big Gay Sex Show, The Daddy Years.
Oh, they changed the name of it? Or is this a spinoff?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if they consider it a spinoff or it's the same show and they just changed the title, but they have rebranded, I believe, as The Daddy Years. For a while they weren't doing Big Gay Sex Show and they would only do like a reunion for Pride 48. And now they are back doing a regular show, but they've rebranded it The Daddy Years.
Well, they have all sorts of new stories. They have new, it's sort of like, and just like that from when Sex and the City was on, but now they're all older. So it's a different type of show.
I wonder who's there, Samantha. Cause I mean, it's only Matt and Ouija. So I mean,
I kind of feel like they're both Samantha.
Where, you know, where she goes in and films one scene in a garage completely separate from the other. I don't know if you followed that at all, but it's crazy.
Yeah.
We have the Shy Life podcast with Shy Yeti.
Okay.
And then we have Greetings from Nowhere.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah. And Christina also wants to do, she has a new show. I don't know how new it is. I have not listened to it. I want to listen to it, but I was unaware. She has a show called Nowhere News.
Okay.
So, and she wants to do that. So they're going to do Nowhere News as well. So I'm going to have to go subscribe to it because I have not heard it, but it's got a couple of, I assume Christina, but then a couple of new co-hosts.
Oh, Nicole from Nowhere is in the chat room.
Nicole is in the chat room. Hello, Nicole.
And Nowhere News. Excellent. Hi, Nicole.
Yeah, so I don't know, and I'll probably convince Joe to do the thing is, I mean, if I'm on three different podcasts at the moment, all three of them, obviously Mix Minus, we will do that. I'm going to do Geeky Gay, and then, which I can't say geeky anymore, I don't know why, but, and then I need to rename my show. And then Throwing Down, I'll probably convince Joe to do Throwing Down with me, so.
Now. Will you complete the application for Throwing Down, though? Will you fill out the forms?
I will absolutely have to fill out. Well, I mean, there's always that, do I need to fill out the form? Because Daniel and I will be the ones scheduling everything. So, like, I know. But, yeah, I will have to fill out the form. I will have to personally call Joe Batanz or text him or whatever and say, you know, what days and time work for you? All that kind of stuff. What do you need in your green room? Do you want, you know, brown M&Ms? Like, what do you, and yeah, then I'll have to go. For some reason, he has this aversion to filling out forms. I have no idea why. No.
Because he can at this point. At this point, you allowed him to engage in that behavior. So now he's the petulant child that is just like, no, I'm not filling them out anymore. He wants to see how far he can take you before he absolutely breaks you.
So, look, I'm excited that we have as many registries as we do, because in some years it really takes a while for folks to get in there and start registering, and we have to kind of prod and have the first, you know, et cetera. But this year we've had, let's see, that is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 shows. We're already at about 16 shows.
That's awesome.
And the registration has only been up for a week. So, yeah. So, and we have, by the way, and I do know this date on the top of, off the top of my head, August 18th is the close of the registration.
Okay.
So, everyone needs to, I mean, go do it now. But everyone needs to, at the very latest, August 18th is when you will need to be registered. And then the next 3 weeks before the event, we will be doing the technical. Most people are old hat now, although for some reason, Taylor still needs a 30-minute to an hour session of like how to stream.
Okay,
but,
okay, so Joe won't fill out a form, and I ask for technical help every year. So it's again, we have to keep these traditions going in our 15th year. This is where, and then in the 15 seconds before I'm supposed to start our show, I have a complete emotional nervous breakdown. That happens every year, and Taffy and Rodan make fun of me.
Yeah, and it's funny because I mean, you guys do. First of all, I don't think you've ever had any problems like Big Fatty, where literally there's silence. I don't think you've had that happen. You know, but
no, we. I feel like we had an issue once where, like, where everybody's microphones were like Rodan was really low and Taffy was really loud, or I was really loud. There was something like that. But I don't know. But we also have a whole new setup now than we've had in previous years because we use Riverside. So I will need somebody to kind of walk me through that. Or I'll just ask one of you to stream for me, yeah. Which is probably what's going to happen.
Oh, and yeah, that's a good point. So anyone who's listening, so the 3 weeks between the registration closing and the event, 3 to 4 weeks, I don't know the exact number of days, but. You know, I think it's around 3 weeks. We will have, I'm going to be sending out emails to folks who have registered with some more information, including a chance for you guys to sign up for technical help. And we have those available. And so that will be there. But we also offer, if you can't figure it out or your setup won't allow you to, you know, for whatever reason, your computer's not good enough or whatever. You know, we can stream for you.
Wow, the elitist founding father. If you have one of those sad computers that
crappy,
won't allow
like,
you to do something
Chromebook.
As simple as stream, I mean, my God.
Yeah, exactly.
Why are you even trying?
We will stream for you if we like to help out the little people out there.
You called me little.
You completed a, oh my gosh, I just want to say marathon.
Okay,
when
we'll
I'm
say
talking
that.
About, but I know sure. It's not a marathon. It's like a 3/4 of a marathon, or like a quarter. I don't know what was it.
It's a 10K.
A 10K.
So it's 6.2 miles. So it is like a quarter of a marathon.
Okay,
a little less than.
I mean, haven't you before you started? I have a question about that. So, do you consider yourself like a marathoner now?
No,
because like Daniel. He is all in. He is signing up for every 5K, 10K. Well, not marathoner. I'm saying like a runner, like a person who is going to now be into this. And
yeah.
Oh, okay.
I've signed up for multiple virtual 5Ks, and we signed up to do the Princess 10K in February. Ask me how many times I've run since the race in April.
How many times have you run since the race in April?
Zero. But I'm signed up for all these things because I'm like, I can do it whenever I want. So I have all of the medals, but all of the medals are in their little bags because I don't open the bags until I've actually completed the race. So
they send you the medals before?
For the virtual ones? Yeah. For virtual,
so you're basically buying a medal. You can go to Amazon and buy a medal.
No, but okay. But then you know that you didn't earn the medal. So I have to feel like I earned the medal. The Disney ones, we signed up for the virtual challenge over the summer. It comes in this like beautiful box, uh-huh. Like this huge box that they all come in that I was very impressed with that.
Yeah. But, so, well, I guess it is a thing that I guess when you run, when you become a runner and you go to, it's a thing, like apparently it's addictive. You're like, okay, I'm doing the next wine run at my local, you know, whatever.
Yeah. No, it's a cult. It's absolutely a cult.
Yeah. Afterthought Media saying Barefoot Contessa Marathon.
I would love to do a Barefoot Contessa Marathon. Run through the Hamptons, and then she's making, you know, crepes for you at the end of it. She feeds you crepes. Yeah, absolutely.
So we'll be offering. I don't even remember where I was. We got off on marathons. I have no idea where I was, but we offer technical support. We will stream for you if you're unfortunate enough to not be able to do that. We will take care of that for you. And those technical sessions will be happening between the registration and the event. And so we'll be sending out emails about that as we get closer. I'm just looking here. So we're actually announcing the shows and the schedule on August 27th. So that's State of the Station. And that's when we'll actually, you know, publish the calendar and all that kind of stuff as well. So, you'll be able to do technical support at that point.
Is that the first that shows will be told, or will shows get an email before then so that they can start promoting it?
They will get an email prior to that, the week prior to that. The registration closes on the 18th. I am in Iceland. Well, actually, I'll be in London when it closes. I'll be having high tea when registration closes.
I can't be bothered with a schedule. I'll be in Iceland.
but I believe I said we're going to email everyone by the 23rd.
Okay.
And then we're going to announce on the 27th.
Excellent.
So we will do that. And I think, the only other thing I wanted to say, I think I already said this, but we want to do some other things. We want to do maybe a Zoom happy hour like we did before. I would like to possibly throw in a game show of some sort. Mm-hmm. Also there was one other thing and now I'm forgetting what it is. Oh, I think I said this. I'm repeating things I've already said. Did I say we were going to do a skit? I've said all this, haven't I?
No, you told me that before we started. Okay. Going live.
I don't want to make fun of people who have Alzheimer's, and I'm not going to. It's a horrible disease.
Oh, wow. Well, this took a turn.
No, it's okay. A horrible disease, but sometimes my memory is really, I will say something and 5 minutes later, I will forget that I said it. It's ridiculous.
Start learning a language. Apparently, learning a language helps with memory.
You know, so. I could learn the language that my boyfriend speaks.
There you go.
We've been together for 11 years. Oh, not 11 years, over 11 years. And I do not speak Tagalog, which is what he speaks. So
I wonder if that's on Duolingo. I'm learning Italian, but then I also decided tonight that I should probably learn Spanish because my husband is Cuban. So
I feel Spanish, it's hard because one of the reasons I would want to learn Tagalog is because he and I could speak in most places in the U.S. Nobody's going to understand us, you know, unless we're in a Filipino heavy setting. Right. Whereas Spanish, you and Babalu couldn't really just, go start talking about people in Spanish because probably half or, three quarters of the U.S. speak Spanish. So you couldn't you couldn't really use it for those reasons. All right. So that is all the information. There are some people in the chat room. Chat room, are there any serious questions about the event? Not crazy shit, serious questions about the event. I mean, I know all of us have done this a million times, 15 times. This will be the 15th time that most of us have done this. But so there may not be any questions. We kind of do similar stuff every year. But are there any questions? And now there is a delay, so now I'm just going to have to talk.
Do 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 do. I don't even see anybody. Nicole is typing. Nicole of Nowhere is typing.
Nicole is. Yeah, I don't know why. So Afterthought Media said that was an odd term. I don't know why I just randomly bring up Alzheimer's. I'm not sure. I'm sorry. I apologize to the Alzheimer's community.
They won't remember it 5 minutes from now, so you're fine.
How dare you? Okay, I don't see any questions, so I'm going to... I was trying to keep it below 30 minutes, and we're over just by a smidge. So I'm going to end it here. Okay. But everyone, just go register, invite your favorite podcasters or the ones you hate. Doesn't matter. Invite all of them. And we will have another State of the Station. Now, I don't remember when it is. August 3rd, August something.
Gosh.
August 6th.
August 6th. Yes. August 6th. So we will see you guys then. 6 p.m. on Sunday, August 6th, pride48.com. And I'm looking forward to the event. Thank you for joining me, Taylor.
Sashay away until next week.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.